Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I was just reading an article about relationships, and they list the five most common relationship fights. There's five categories that we usually fight about. Do you want to take a guess on what one of them is?
I would say money.
Money.
Is that number one?
That's one. Yeah. It's money. The past, jealousy, relations, and communication. Those are your five categories that people fight about the most. But money is number one. And that's, I mean, I think that money is such a weird thing to fight about if you think about it, right? It's like, is it spending habits? Is it when one makes more than the other? At the end of the day, isn't it all about the collective unit of money for you as a family, or different reasons for fighting over it, right?
Yeah, because it's all one. It's all, you're together. I'm talking about married couples.
Right,
yeah,
right,
You're one. You're one family. At the end of the day, it's you may have separate accounts, but at the end of the day, it is just one big pot.
What do you think if you have two completely different personalities when it comes to money? You have a spender and you have a saver together. What do you think about giving an allowance? One of our old coworkers, I remember, he talked about how he gave his wife an allowance, and because she spent too much money, and he actually, I think he took her credit cards away from her because she was just always buying stuff. And I remember thinking that's like a father-daughter relationship.
What kind of allowance are we talking about? Where he would say, okay, you have, I don't know, just picking the number, $200 this week as your excess spending money. So if you want to buy shoes or whatever, you only have $200 to spend. If you want your coffee, this is how much you have. And then she spends $100. Does that $100 carry over so the following week she would have $300?
I think
teach you how to save?
What he would do, I want to say he gave her $100 a month to spend whatever she wanted, but it wasn't on credit cards. It was literally, here's $100. There's your allowance for the month.
For a month?
For a month. Hmm. So that was for her, you know, her coffees and her stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so initially I thought that's terrible. That's terrible. But then I think about it every now and then, like in my situation, my husband, he is definitely a spender and I am definitely a saver. I've talked about that before and it's not out of control, but sometimes in my mind, there's a difference between a want and a need, and he'll get something because he wants it. And I'm like, but you don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we fight about money, wants and needs. But what do you think about spousal allowances? I've never even brought up the idea of doing a spousal allowance with him. Do you think that's a bad idea? Do you think that's a control issue?
What were they again? Money?
Money, the past, jealousy, relations, and communication. Of your last fight that you can remember.
Yes.
Did it fall into one of those categories?
No, I'm trying to think of our last fight. So there's no jealousy. We both have passed. We know each other's past. I'm the saver of the two, and she would be the spender. If there's a saver and a spender in every relationship, I would be the saver. And she'll run by something like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? A, can we do it? And B, what do you think? And I never say, like, no, don't buy that or don't do that. But it's always like a courtesy heads up. Or I might say, yeah, do you really need that? Well, I got this big event coming up or something. Like, okay, then sure. But I would never think about putting her on an allowance. Saying of X amount of dollars, because she's not to the point where she would need to be put on allowance. Plus, she works and she makes more than me. So, you know, who am I to say, yeah, I'm putting you on an allowance?
Well, what about not maybe it's the word allowance that's making us a little cringy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what if we use the word budget? What if we say, okay, this month we're on a budget. Your budget this month is $200. Does it change? Because I feel like when we say allowance, and that's what our former coworker used to say. That makes me uncomfortable because it sounds like manipulation a little bit. Like, oh, you know, here is your allowance.
It sounds parent-child is what it sounds
like.
Budget's different, I think.
If you say that this month your budget is this, does it change? Christine, good morning. What do you think?
Oh, good morning. I've actually done this before I ever even knew it was a thing years ago. And it worked wonders because my spouse at the time was a spender and I was a saver. And I would be like, oh, this is so irritating. This is not okay with me. So what we did did is we took 10% of our checks when they came in, and we put half an account for me and half an account for him. And then we still had the family account where every other family thing came out of. You know, we didn't use this budget for our regular coffees or anything like this. This was for our extra stuff. And I saved mine, and he spent his. And after the end of the year, I had this big pile of money, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go do something fun. And he's like, oh, but I don't have any money to do it. And I said, oh, well, maybe you should think about that next time. And it worked. It showed him what it was to save versus spend all the time. And it also showed me that, you know, sometimes it's okay just to spend money to have fun. It doesn't have to be saved all the time. So it was we did it for a year and a half, and it was a really good learning experience, and we didn't feel it like it was a burden or pressure. So I think it was a great deal.
That's a really good point to make, too, with the savers. Sometimes I think as a saver, we think we're right. It's right to save. Saving is the best idea. But you do have to live a little, and it is okay for the occasional splurge, you know? Now, Karen, you actually get an allowance.
Yes, I do. We never shared money. We were always having our own money, but then recently we became debt-free, so my husband put me on an allowance.
Do you mind us asking? I don't want the exact amount, but is it like a good percentage of your, is it just a small little thing, and what do you use your allowance for?
Well, I get $500 a month, and if I have a credit card bill or anything, I have to use that money to pay for it.
Okay.
Anything that I get done, you know, my hair or pedicure or anything comes out of that money.
I mean, that sounds kind of reasonable to me. Again, I think it's the title of allowance that's making a lot of people like, wait, what? But they're debt-free now.
I know, to say,
how
good
nice
for you for
is that?
Getting debt-free. What an awesome thing. It's fantastic.
Let's talk about how you got debt-free, Karen. I'd like to sit down and take some notes on that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.